The first thing is to put this in the wider context of our society today and the way Christmas is built up. I mean, there are Christmas trees, there's Father Christmas, the whole thing is built up weeks in advance. So there's something about getting a perspective on expectation and having a more grounded and a more realistic expectation of what's going to happen. I think advanced preparation. I think families are under huge pressure. That can help. And I think then maybe, you know, if you think of an older person in a family, they'll be more listening and more reflective. And maybe allowing oneself, if you think not of the whole family as a whole, but of the individuals within the family, that they, and this may not include small children, but young adults and adults, that they really allow themselves to be a little bit more reflective, that it's such a helter-skelter time, but that it's okay to just take some time out and maybe go for a walk or do quiet things with other members of the family or on your own, that it doesn't have to be a kind of concentrated event, does it? What do you think, Ursula?
I read somewhere recently, and I can't remember where I read it, that we're inclined, when we're looking for happiness, and we're all looking for happiness, that we're inclined to focus the notion of achieving happiness on one or some large events in our lives. And, for instance, we might have a party planned for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And our entire mind focuses on the party, how wonderful it will be if we manage to get it just right. We do all the preparations, everything that we can do to ensure it's a success. And then when it arrives, surprise, surprise, it may be very good, but it's not perfect. It almost cannot ever fulfill all our 100% of our expectations. Mm. So we're let down. And there can be kind of a crashing of expectation then. And
disappointment.
But what I was reading was somebody suggesting that if we could change our notion of large happinesses happening, and if we could figure it down into looking at our day when we come to an evening and figuring all the little happy scraps, and that we could put all those scraps together and say there's a patchwork of happy pieces during the day. They're tiny, maybe. Mm. Maybe they're something we see in the street. Maybe there's something a child says to us. Maybe there's something a friend says to us. They're tiny, but that they can amount to a more accumulation of happiness than the wonderful party on Saturday night, which won't be 100%. Mm. I thought it was a lovely way of looking at living and looking at becoming happy.
Yeah.
If you like.
No, it's a great advice. I mean, because there is that idea. You spend 2 months trying to prepare to be happy on one day and it's bound to be a letdown.
Yeah. It's a borrowed idea, and I wish I could remember where I read it in the newspaper and give credit to whoever said it.
Mm.
But it does appear to me, it works for me.
Yeah.
And maybe the same thing then at Christmas. Instead of Christmas Day and Christmas dinner being an enormous event.
It's little
scraps.
Gems. So little gems of moments.
That's right.
Is that what you mean?
Tiny.
Yeah. I suppose it's just because I've just come back from a visit to one of our wealthier neighbours, if there's anyone wealthier than Ireland in the general sense, and I'm not being glib here, but maybe I am, but this sort of absolute focus on things rather than on the person and the person you're giving it to. I'm not saying that it's not lovely to give presents. I love getting presents. But isn't there something about Christmas?
That's a very relevant point, I suppose, in today's society. We were looking yesterday at, living simply and just, you know, being human beings instead of human havings. And it does seem in Celtic Tiger Ireland that we have just become focused on the material and the big presents that we're going to buy and get.
I totally agree with that. I think we've lost, or we have the potential, let's put it that way, we have the potential to lose something far, far more valuable.
Yeah.
Which is about love, which is about a family, because that's what family, it's people who hopefully at some level want to share their love for each other. I mean, why on earth come together otherwise?